state lawmakers passed a bill this week that would yank state funding from private colleges which adopt sanctuary policies, meaning the schools limit cooperation with immigration officials. Tasneem Shamma has a look.
At Emory, students have protested, trying to get the university to declare itself a sanctuary campus. Marla Rojas, a senior at Emory, immigrated from Venezuela to Miami when she was 12. She's a permanent resident, but says she has friends who are undocumented.
The fact that at least like we have support, that I appreciate, but I do think that, you know, that's not enough.
Several students on campus Wednesday echoed that, saying Emory needs to declare itself a sanctuary campus, even if it means losing state funds. Emory's president Claire Sturck has said she won't use the word sanctuary. Instead, she calls Emory a safe harbor because, quote, there are many who interpret sanctuary status as a commitment to disobeying federal law. No word yet on whether Governor Nathan Deal plans to sign the bill into law. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.